staying out of trouble, the Issa of Yichud. The fourth heter is the heter known as the Pesach Pesuach Lushus Rabim. It's where a man and woman are alone, but there's a door which is open to the public. In such a situation, as the Gemara Kedushin Pei Aleph Madalaf, Rabbi Yosef says, where there's Pesach Pesuach Lushus Rabim, there's no chashash of Yichud. The question, though, is, what is considered to be an open door? So, the Beishmul in Shulchan Aruch Nevin as a Simon Chof Beis Sif Tes, where this halach is brought down, he says that there's actually machleikus whether this het or pesach psuch, whatever it is, applies if it's liboy gaspa. Meaning we saw earlier on that where there's liboy gaspa, where the husband, the man and woman who are secluding together are very familiar with each other, then we said the heta of Baal HaBe'er, that her husband is in the city, doesn't help. So the Beis Shmuel says it's a machlekas, and he quotes the Chalkas Machoikik, who says that if the man is very familiar with this woman he's secluding with, then there's no heta of Pesach Pesuch. However, many of the Achronim paskin that even by Lippe Gaspar, even when the two parties are familiar with each other, it's still permitted to rely on Pesach Pesuach. Okay, so what exactly is Pesach Pesuach? So there's pretty much three different mahalchim in what Pesach Pesuach is. The Rashba, Paskins, this is in Shubas Rashba, Chelik Aleph. He says, as long as the door of the particular room or the house is not locked, even if the door's closed, it's not Yichud. Because there's still going to be an element of fear that someone might walk in without knocking. And there are many halachic authorities that paskin are like this Rashba, that as long as it's unlocked, then it's going to be considered to be the heta of Pesach Pesuach. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Rashba, he disagrees with this more makel psak. Rather, he goes like the Beis Meir, who says that there's got to be two requirements. Number one, the door actually has to be open, not just it's unlocked, but actually open, and it's also going to be open to the street. Because both are required in order to allow Yechud. So again, what the Rashba is saying, as long as it's closed, it doesn't have to be locked. Sorry, it can be closed. As long as it's not locked, then it's okay. It doesn't actually have to be open. But then we've got the Beis Meir, he says it's actually got to be an open door. The third shitta is the shitta of the Binyan Tzion. And he quotes both the Rashba who's more Mekel and the Beis Meir who's more Machmir. Now, he's chedik on the Rashba, but he also says that he'd have to go as far as the Beis Meir. He says that the Yisod is like this. It's basically a question of whether the man and woman have got any reason to fear that someone might walk in them at some time. That's his Yisod. He says, the heta of Pesach Pesuach Rishus Rabim requires that someone is likely to walk in uninvited at any time. And then based on that, he says you can have a state of Yichud even with a completely open door. For example, the top floor of a top floor apartment where no one ever goes there. Based on this, there are poskim that say that if someone's got a key, then even if a door's locked, since it's got a key, therefore, that's a situation where someone can walk in at any given moment. Okay, so there's all these different shitters, but the question is, another important question, for example, regarding when a person's in a lift, is how long is the shir of Yichud? How long does it take for a person to be over this of Yichud? Is it even if they're secluded just for a second? So the Rambam and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch write that Yichud is Asa because it leads to a Maisa Bia. So if the issue is that it might lead to a Maisa Bia, then Yichud is only going to be Asa if there's enough time for this to happen. Okay, so how long exactly is this? So some Achronim say it'll be the same amount of time. Yichud, the time of the Is Yichud will be the same as the time limit related to the case of Soita. The Soita is the woman who whose husband is worried that she's been unfaithful, and he warns her not to be alone with this suspected man. And we say that if after being warned there's witnesses that she did seclude with this man, for a time period long enough to be unfaithful, then she's asa to her husband. So many Achronim say that however long this time is for her to have a din of Saita, well, that will be the Issa of a Sheir Yichud. To cut a long story short, let's go to how long this actually is. This is in a bunch of different places can say different times. You've got the Minchas Yitzchok quotes from Nostan Gestetno says 3 minutes. The Minchas Yitzchok himself says 5 minutes. And Kovitz Oratoria says the opinion says brings all different poskim, some even going as little as 35 seconds. And he says it's about 3 minutes, which will be Yichud. Okay, so let's say that the Sheir Yichud is 3 minutes, and the most machmish it is 35 seconds, although, as we just mentioned, that seems to be about 3 minutes, the Sheir Yichud. Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out something very important in Minchas Shlomo, and that is that it doesn't help for a man and a woman to say, it's not a problem, we're in a state of Yichud now, but we're going to be leaving the state of Yichud in 30 seconds. Let's take on 35 seconds at the most machmir shita. We're only going to be together for 30 seconds. It doesn't help. Because if you're in a setting where you could remain there long enough for the Issa of Yichud, then the Issa starts straight away. So where would it be Nogeir, this Shir of Yichud? In a situation which is going to end automatically, like a lift. When a person goes into a lift, and that's a situation where the seclusion is going to end after a certain amount of time. How long is that seclusion going to end? Normally, it will end within 30 seconds, 35 seconds, which is the most machmir shita, and therefore there shouldn't be an issur of yichud, even according to the most machmir shita. And as we mentioned, in the Maisa, the poskim say this, it's a bit longer, and certainly up to 3 minutes, a person can be mekel. But, as we learn from the story of Yosef, who was the first one that we know who had to contend with Yichud at work, the rewards are fantastic. The Chofetz Chaim says that Yosef merited his amazing rise to power specifically because he overcame the temptations of Issa Yichud with Potiphar's wife.